Hi guys, and welcome back to the Atlas Weekly Recap, covering the financial news and events as of Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. In this week's episode, I'll be covering the minutes from the Reserve Bank's last interest rate decision. We'll look at Australian house prices for the first quarter of 2024. And finally, we'll look to the week ahead with a key inflation report out of the US on Wednesday. So let's get into it. Starting with the minutes from the Reserve Bank's last meeting, which was on March 20th, where they left interest rates on hold at 4.35%. Now, the minutes are essentially further information to help explain the rate decision that was made, and they're released 2 weeks after the official statements and decision. The only real point of interest in the minutes was the decision, I guess, not to formally contemplate a rate hike as part of the meeting. And essentially, this confirms the central bank's gradual shift now to a more neutral interest rate policy bias and shifting away from, a tightening of interest rate policy bias. In terms of a market reaction, there wasn't much of one on the ASX. So the ASX 200 benchmark barely nudged with the release of the minutes. And this was because there wasn't necessarily any new information when you compare it to the official statement that was released. It followed a similar tone, so no surprises for the market to react to. Also of interest last week was a payroll report out of the United States, known as the Non-Farm Payrolls Report. This was released on Friday, and it's essentially an employment report. So there's a series of information there around average weekly earnings, the unemployment rate in the United States. And this is released by the US Bureau of Labor Statistics. And in the report that was released, and this reflects the month of March, it showed that a stronger than expected 303,000 people found work in the United States during the month. And this was against the market's estimate of only 200,000 individuals finding work. And this saw the US unemployment rate drop back to 3.8% from 3.9%. And the reason this is of some interest is it shows that the employment situation in the US remains quite strong and is naturally going to aid with some economic growth in the US as well. It does, however, push the prospect of interest rate cuts in the US out further into the future. And for share markets, it's a case where, good news for the economy is bad for share prices, given an expectation of rate cuts in the US is now well priced into markets. So if anything were to change that narrative where interest rate cuts are now no longer occurring until a later point in the future, that's naturally going to impact on share prices. Coming back to Australia now, where CoreLogic's National Home Value Index for the month of March showed that dwelling prices in Australia rose 0.6%. And this was the same as the increase from February. So prices increased by 0.6% in February as well. And this takes the current upswing in housing values through its 14th straight month of growth. And since declining about 7.5% through April 2022 into January 2023, this National Home Value Index has increased 10.2% and has risen to a new record high each month since November last year. So some really strong growth across most capital cities again through March, and a really strong quarter overall. So I think looking at the data here in March, every capital city, with the exception of Darwin, recorded a rise in dwelling values. And then looking at some of the quarterly numbers, certainly the capital city, which was the outperformer, was Perth. It was up five. Dwelling prices in Perth were up 5.6% in the quarter. This was followed by Adelaide up 3.3% and Brisbane up 3%. There was only one capital that recorded a decline over the quarter, and that was Melbourne, which was down 0.2%. Let's take a look at how global equities performed not only last week, but just to provide a bit of a wrap for the the March quarter, as we're now in April, the second quarter of the year. So if we look at the Australian benchmark index, the ASX 300, it was down last week, 1.6%. But looking at its quarterly performance, so from January to March, the benchmark index is up 4% for the quarter. The US S&P 500, last week it was down 0.95%. But over the quarter to March, it was up 10.2%. The NASDAQ composite was down 0.8% last week. But for the quarter to March, up 9.1%. Europe's Euro Stoxx 50 index was down last week, 1.35%. But for the quarter, it was up 12.4%. So really strong performance in the Eurozone over the quarter. The UK's FTSE 100 was down 0.5% last week, and over the quarter was up 2.8%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong was up last week, 1.1%. However, for the quarter, it was down 3%. And then finally, looking at the Australian dollar against the US dollar, last week it was up 1%. So it's up at around that 66 US cent mark now. However, for the quarter, since its December, January highs, it's down 4.1% during the last 3 months. Looking to the week ahead, the highlight for markets this week will be the US Consumer Price Index figure for the month of March. This is released on Wednesday and it'll give us an insight into the US inflation picture up to the end of March. So the market currently expects a monthly gain in the core CPI to ease back to 0.3% in March. And this was after a 0.4% gain in February. And should that play out, this would see the annual core inflation ease to 3.7% from 3.8% in February. The other highlight this week will be the start of the earnings, the US reporting season for the first quarter of 2024, with a few major financial businesses in the US reporting, kicking it off on Friday. So we've got the likes of JP Morgan, BlackRock, and Citigroup reporting their results on Friday. That's all for this week, guys. I'll be back next week with another episode of the Atlas Weekly Recap. Thanks for tuning in.